Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Coming up on the Holder Mess podcast, I think I thought this one was going to be about a D minus, and it ended up being like a B minus.
And stop, it was amazing. It yeah. We dive into what's tearing the internet apart, Yanni versus Laurel, and then also something that's tearing our family apart.
Plus, any lyrics to songs you've misheard, we cover a bunch of them coming up.
It's a podcast from our decadent parlor in the woods. As our courtship blossoms, we talk about it as we should. We will take your naughty questions and engage in conversation. Frigga digga 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 diggly dee. Frigga digga digga dee dee. Ha ha ha. Welcome to the Holder Mess podcast. I've lost my mind. Squibbity frigga diggy dong dong dong.
Oh my. Okay, it can end now. Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey guys. Welcome to the Holder Mess podcast.
I feel like you should be wearing tights and like a feather in your cap.
And a powdered wig?
Yes.
That's what, that was the intent. We do a different open every week. This week, we went Baroque classic.
You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Here come the notes.
I think there was, it was, you know, very high pitched and it was very jolly. I appreciated the
jocularity?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I thought it sounded sinister the whole time.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah, it sounded very creepy.
I was channeling my inner Amadeus. Remember that guy? Was a weirdo.
Yeah, all the great ones are. All the great ones are kind of weird. You know what else is kind of weird?
Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Wait a minute, Laurel. You said Yanny yesterday.
But that one I hear Laurel now.
I hear Laurel.
But I heard Yanny yesterday.
So did I.
Laurel.
Is it because of what we're playing on? Because we got headphones on.
No, so... Because I've been tripping out on this thing this whole time, I recorded it from my microphones from the internet so that I owned my own version of it.
Right.
And so that's my copy of it. And yesterday it said Yanny.
Yesterday it said Yanny.
Yanny.
Wait, so hang on, play this one. Just this is off your computer because we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Laurel.
No, that's Yanny.
That's Laurel.
Oh, that was Laurel to me.
100% Laurel.
That's Yanny.
I hear Laurel.
Because we have wasted so much time on Yanny versus Laurel that we're going to waste more of your time.
Yeah, all right. We found these different pitches and speeds, right?
That's Laurel.
Laurel.
And then that's Yanny.
They're both Laurel.
No. Okay, what does it say about...
Laurel.
Oh, okay. This. Laurel. Can I say something? That this is tearing the internet apart... And I could not be more thrilled because normally what tears the internet apart is a political something and it gets terrible and people get mean. But now people are just getting mean about something silly. For example,
people who think it's Yanny make me sick.
I'm boiling.
Those are the comments that we're getting.
Yes, but I could not be more thrilled that this is a gold dress all over again. I definitely saw gold dress, by the way.
I saw a gold dress. I think this is more spooky than the gold dress. This is driving me insane. The fact that we don't hear things the same way, which means...
Do we see the same color?
Max Trujillo, by the way, our producer. Hi, Max. How are you? The color thing is one thing, but me talking, like, do I sound like a chipmunk to you, mm-hmm. relatively speaking?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We must all be interpreting this from our ear to our brain different. It's always been something kind of trippy that I've thought about since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do we see the same colors and hear the same stuff? But this is the best example of it I've ever heard.
And I really feel it goes to show that people just hear things differently. Song lyrics, for example.
When we're in a fight. And you hear me say something, and I obviously meant something different. You sometimes take it.
And
you hear Yanny. I'm saying Laurel.
For example, when I say something like, hey, Penn, can you help me unload the dishwasher? You hear, hey, you should just sit on the couch and with your cell phone and scroll ESPN.
Close. What I hear from you is, hey, Penn, can you do this eventually?
Yes.
And what you are saying is, hey, Penn, can you do this
right now.
This bleeping minute.
Right. I think that's, we have different, so I almost imagine us walking around with different filters.
And that's, so it's interesting. I wonder what it says about us that I hear Laurel and you hear Yanny. Have they done relationship research on this? Max, get on that. Is there something on the internet that
you know what it is? With these headphones, we're wearing headphones now, everything that the lower tones are coming through. So I hear Laurel, but through my computer, I'm hearing higher tones. So I'm hearing Yanny. So what is it about my brain that I can hear both, but just through different?
I think that's happening to everybody because there are ways, if you change the pitch or if you change the bass level.
An audiologist explains why you hear Yanny or Laurel.
Yanny,
sorry.
You've
both.
Never heard Yanny, have you? Is that
no,
why
I heard it one time. It was okay. Yanny.
Yeah.
Yanny. It's weird. An audiologist explains why everyone on the internet is asking Yanny or Laurel. This all comes down to the brain, says Dr. Kevin Frank, director of audiology at Massachusetts Eye and Ear. The fact that brains go in one way and some brains go in another means that we're all just wired a bit different based on our experiences.
I think it matters how you're listening to it, whether it's headphones, out of your computer. But I'm thrilled that this has torn the internet apart. More of this is what I have to say.
More silliness.
Right.
Well, so he says, spoken language puts relatively arbitrary barriers around sound to turn it into very different meanings. Those boundaries could be drastically or subtly different for each of us, depending on factors like our native language and dialect, where we grew up, and how our brains internally process sound. No matter how minimal, though, these discrepancies can add up to different people hearing very different things or hearing different words on different listenings.
So that's interesting. One of the things, the dialect was interesting. So maybe New Yorkers and Southerners are on a different team when it comes to this.
But this is bizarre because, and that's why I'm freaking out, is just now, what we just did was an exact experiment. We took the audio clip I had, and we all agreed it was Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Kim, you took another clip that you got from the internet, played it, and Penn and I both heard Laurel, and you heard Yanny.
Yanny.
And, of course, our listeners right now are all saying, like,
they're like, please stop talking about this.
Well, it depends on what they're playing it on. If they're playing it on their iPhone, they probably hear one thing. If they're playing it on their car radio, they probably hear something different, right?
Right. Listeners, what do you hear right now?
Laurel.
Yanny. Yanny.
Wait a minute.
Wait, you're hearing
now
Yanny.
Yeah, I hear Yanny.
And that's on the track that I have on my computer.
I don't know.
Kim, that's the same thing you just played 5 seconds ago.
I don't know. Now I'm here. I'm questioning everything. I can't take this anymore.
So you're like an ambi-hearer.
I'm an ambi-hearer. You know what? I'm a very empathetic person. So
that
kidding.
Has nothing to do with anything.
So we just released a video also last week about misheard song lyrics. And there were some hilarious ones. I think we should play a few of them.
Yes. And we may have to explain to people what we're saying because we don't have the
screen
video
for it.
Right.
So here is misheard lyrics.
Why don't you hit me with your pet shark? Hit me with your pet shark. Fire away, yeah.
That, of course, was Pat Benatar. That is Hit Me With Your Pet Shark, which apparently a lot of people hear when they hear that song.
Yes, that was among my favorite. And now I can't hear Pat Benatar singing Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yeah, this next one actually came from my friend at the gym where I work out, who for his entire life, he loves Eddie Money. And there was this song called Two Tickets to Paradise. And this is what he heard.
My God, two chickens are paralyzed. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. My God, two chickens are paralyzed.
He heard two chickens are paralyzed.
I had the best time shopping for props because I had to find two rubber chickens.
I had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I farted. Now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way.
Zach Brown, knee deep. He said, she got too close, so I fought it.
Oh, fought it.
Fought it.
Now I can't unhear farted.
Our viewer thought it said farted. Next up, Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a fart. Hey, tell me why it ain't nothing but a meat steak.
So what were the real words?
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake. She heard fart hay and meat steak.
Meat steak.
Yeah.
A lot of meat references.
Steve Winwood.
Bring me a pie of love.
Bring me a pie of love.
Yep.
Yes.
Again. Because it's bound to take your life. There is a bathroom on the right.
I thought that it said bathroom on the right. What are the real words?
There is a bad moon on the rise.
Yeah.
It's the name of the song, Bad Moon Rising. It's not called Bathroom Rising.
But I really, deep down in my heart.
All right, ABBA time.
Dancing Queen, feel the heat from the tangerine.
This one is funny because if you just took a second and heard the tambourine playing throughout the entire song, you should probably know that, but she heard tangerine.
Yeah, just feel the beat.
Notice I'm saying she. We had like 95% female entrants in this.
You can stay under my arm forever. You can stay under my arm forever. Ever, ever.
So this actually comes from Kim Holderness.
And
from
me.
And
both
you.
Of us.
Both
we thought
of
it
us.
Was under my arm forever. Like, I'm putting my arm around you. Yeah. You're my buddy.
And when we were living in New York, I think, when that song came out. And I'm like, what a weird song. Under my arm forever.
Yep. Was,
yeah.
Forever young. Yeah, I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever?
Let me.
Forever.
So it's forever young.
Forever young. Forever.
This woman, her best friend in elementary school was named Amber Young, and she thought the song was about her, Amber Young.
And so very on the nose.
Yeah, if you look at the video, I got permission from. She tracked down Amber Young, hadn't talked to her in about 30 years. And she gave us permission to use her face in the video and also told us that she hates that song. So.
Oh. All a bathtub just to please you.
She's right. So the actual words are all the better just to please you. And this woman's husband thought that it was haul a bathtub just to please you.
Yeah.
Which.
I mean, sure. If you it depends, right? How you hear it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, then speaking of husbands, this woman's husband sang this song.
You with broken arms, nothing to hide.
Yeah, he sang this at the wedding.
Stop.
And he didn't know, and she's like, what are you doing?
He sang it at their wedding.
Yeah, at some time around their wedding, yeah.
Like, I come to you with broken arms.
Yeah, instead of
open arms.
Well,
that's kind of sweet. Like, no, I'm broken.
You're maimed. You're not broken.
Now I'm feeling so fly like a cheese sticks. Like a cheese sticks. Like a cheese sticks. Now I'm feeling so fly like a cheese sticks.
Yeah, that is actually from Kim Holderness as well. But other people thought that as well.
A lot of people.
It was fly like a G6. Forever I thought it said fly like a cheese stick. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Well, let's be honest. Most of us are more familiar with cheese sticks than with a G6. Everyone said this one too. This was a big vote getter. So comments from this morning, this woman was like, not only did I hear Tony Danza, she heard Count the Headlights on the highway instead of headlights. And now I can't think of it any other way too, which is pretty perfect.
That's amazing.
Do you like bean enchiladas or getting caught in the rain? Yeah, I like bean enchiladas. And here's the end of the song.
Woo! And we're done. Thank you, Max.
So mishearing things, we all do it. And we even got some great comments on that video, like, it takes a piece of meat with you. What
oh,
was
yeah.
that one?
Every time you go away. You take a piece of meat with you.
Just like a chicken nugget. Just yeah. take a piece
we
of
We could go through. But yeah, we got a ton of great comments. We have to do a part two of this, I think.
Yes. Because... So I think we all hear things differently. Mm-hmm. And I wish we could keep this in mind when we start talking about politics. It depends on your perspective and what you're hearing and how often you hear it and through what lens you're hearing it from. But that being said, I'm thrilled that Yanny versus Laurel is tearing the internet apart.
Hannah said, my college roommate thought the lyrics to, and I love this song. Remember, I'm blue, da ba dee ba 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 dee. She thought it was, I'm blue, if I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die. I was green, I would die. Isn't that great?
So why does our brains go there?
Like, I don't
are
know.
You trying to think?
Almost all of them are food related. I think that we're just thinking about food all the time.
Right?
Like Material Girl, this woman heard Cheerio Girl.
Right. I was saying yesterday, because I bought props to do this video, and it was all food related.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think our brains, we're just all really hungry. Maybe that's what it comes down to.
Weird Al made a career out of it.
I mean, yeah. God bless that guy.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. By the way, one of my favorite songs by 21 Pilots. All my friends are eating steak real slow.
That's good.
I get knocked down, but I'm a lumberjack. Oh, no, this is the best one. I feel like I need to go to the piano for this one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
If I fail, if I succeed, at least I have my dignity.
Yeah.
You can't take away my dignity.
Yeah.
She heard, if I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my bed night tea. You can't take away my bed night tea.
Bedtime tea?
Bed night tea, not bedtime tea. Bed
yeah, again, tea. Another one, food, I mean, food-ish related, right?
Okay, here's one. Ain't never gonna break up my stride. You know that one?
Yeah.
Ain't no one gonna break up my spine. I'm never gonna slow me down. Ain't no one gonna break my spine. This isn't as funny as I thought it was gonna be.
Little known fact, that's Matthew Wilder that sings that song.
Yeah.
I taught his son how to play guitar.
Stop.
In Los Angeles.
Look at that. How'd that work out?
One lesson, and all his 5-year-old son wanted to know was how to play Livin' La Vida Loca.
I mean, I don't blame him.
And
how'd that work out?
I only had one lesson. That's it. I was never asked back.
I mean, this is a pretty good one. She's all right, she's all right, she's all right. Rogaine. Rogaine.
I love it.
Does that count as my instant talent show?
Yes, it does.
All right, we're good.
Okay. I think this brings about a greater conversation of things are not what they seem, right? I think that we all hear things differently, we all see things differently, and there have been times in our life when we've just been plain wrong about stuff. For example, our dog looks very cute. And so many people try to come pet our dog.
And she has sweet eyes, and she looks
so
up at you, and she
floppy.
Has soft fur.
Yeah.
And she's
turns
kind of smiling
out,
at you.
Turns out she is rather aggressive.
She's insane.
It turns out our sweet rescue dog, Ruby, will bite people. I know.
Hang on. She will nip at people. She does
no.
not. She does not draw blood.
And this is
because
where
she would be put down if she. We have to make no. I'm serious. We have to make this clear because the way you're describing her, she should be like picked up by animal protection. That's
not
the case.
So here's where you know how there's mommy police. There's also doggy police. So we walk her or run with her an hour every day. This dog gets so much exercise, but she's a little crazy. So I use one of those prong collars, and it's metal, and it looks really terrible and painful. It's not. I've done it around my arm and pulled as hard as I could just to make sure. Wasn't hurting her. And every time I put a picture on Instagram of our dog with this collar on, I get doggy mom police talking about how cruel and terrible I am. But literally, it's the only thing that's made us able to walk our dog.
What is it? It's like a firm? It's not like a
loose
collar?
Yeah. So it kind of squeezes. and when she tries to run after, say, another dog. Mm. So she does great in a dog park. She does great in a dog park. But if she has a leash on and she passes another dog, she will try to eat that dog.
You and I, Kim and I, have very different experiences with our dog. I agree that our dog needs training and it needs conditioning. But our dog is reacting largely to what is going on inside our brains because she's picking up on it.
So it's my fault.
I'm not saying that it's your fault. I'm saying that two different things happen when we take our dog out for a walk.
So here's the deal. Our dog is the most obedient dog. She's been through obedience training, so she can sit and stay and all of that stuff. We've done all that stuff. She goes to dog park. She goes to, you know, we have a dog sitter who has small children. But if you come into our house like a sweet babysitter did, and Ruby doesn't, and we did some things wrong. We held her down by the collar, and apparently you're not supposed to do that. She jumped up and she bit a babysitter. Did not draw blood, but she's still bitter.
Yeah.
And it was very, I freaked out.
Right. So here's what happened next. Kim called 17 trainers, and I don't
dog
blame her.
Behavioral experts.
Yeah, like experts. And so I understand that. And then Kim also said, you know, this is going to be my thing. I'm going to take this under my scope of leadership here. I'm going to change this dog. I'm going to make it my passion. It's going to be what I do. But she also has opinions from like 27 different people right now, and no one has the same opinion on how to deal with this. Like, our veterinarian told us something different than the person that we have been working with as a trainer, and then the dog whisperer specialist that we brought in said something different from the other people, and then the fourth person who like helps with door manners said something different from the third person.
So basically, I have spent more on dog obedience training than I have on my children. Basically, our dog Ruby has the equivalent of a college education and how much money I've paid to train her. And I do what I do know, because I'm now a dog expert, it's all about her relationship with me. She feels the need that she has to protect me. And
she doesn't care about me that much.
Not really.
She doesn't feel like she has to protect me.
No, and she will, if she sees somebody who she thinks is threatening me, she will like growl and snap. And it honestly makes me very sad, because now if we have people over, we meet in the driveway and she sniffs people out. And then if she walks into the house with you, she's okay.
But you can't just have like a southern pop in.
No,
like those.
No, those can't happen. And so it stresses me out when our kids have friends over, and she's been fine with them, but she'll try to jump, and that just freaks me out. What has been shocking to me is how many I have asked everybody for advice. So I've told everybody, oh my gosh, my dog bit a babysitter, and I'm freaking out, and I don't know what to do. And she growls at people at another dog if we're walking past him. I would say 95% of the people have said, oh, dogs do that. Our dog bites people. It doesn't draw blood, so it's fine. And I think that's not cool.
I'm in agreement with you on that.
Yeah, I don't think that just because it's not drawing blood that it's not cool. They're like, oh, dogs outgrow that sort of stuff. She's just, you know, blah, blah, blah. That in, I have to say, even one of the dog behaviorist people said that was more of a warning. It was more of she locked on there, but she didn't. If she wanted to break the skin, she would have. And so it's more of a warning. I disagree. I think that it's a sign of aggression. And and I know she's scared. Like, our vet said that I can tell she has a lot of anxiety. So obviously she's turned into me.
I mean, it's interesting you said that, because the most enlightening thing I heard from any of these five experts, and by the way, thank you for taking this under your wing, and
my
thank
purview.
You for it. Yeah, and I am very proud of all the work that you have done, and I can tell that it's made Ruby a better dog, and I think it's lessened Kim's anxiety about it. But when someone's at the door, Kim is tense because of history of what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Kim is tense because of what Ruby might do to that person.
Yeah.
Ruby picks up on that anxiety and tension and misinterprets it as Kim feels threatened by this person at the door.
Yeah.
Mm. So the dog is not able to, I mean, it's a dog, but it's reading that as Kim needs protection, not I need to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
That's so it's like a snake eating its own tail.
Right.
It's,
So 100% of the people are like, it's your relationship. You have to relax and you have to chill out. So I sit there and the UPS guy's coming. I have to actively go I have to take a deep breath. Okay, Ruby, we're super calm. Now back up. And I have to do that.
I also want to say, all these people, the way they say that, it makes Kim feel like it's her fault. It's not your fault. Our dog is crazy. Like, we have to put some blame on the actual dog's personality.
Right. Yeah.
Our dog is a little bit nuts. I love her to death. We both love her to death.
I know.
But one thing you need to make sure that you understand, I've whispered this to you very consistently, it's not your fault.
I know. And I
you have a reason to be anxious about it, because Ruby's crazy.
She is crazy. And so sticking with the theme of things are not what they seem, we started talking about Yanny versus Laurel, and now we're talking about my crazy dog. I'm sure people are going to have comments about what I'm doing wrong, and you can send those to us. You know, I love to be judged.
Yeah, we've only got 5 opinions. How many think we'll get after this?
Oh my gosh, 20.
20?
But here's the thing. I'll read anything.
You will.
I will read and try to implement anything. Okay, that being said, we do get a lot of questions. You can send us a direct message on Instagram, a Facebook message, or email us at holdermesspodcast@gmail.com.
Have we gotten any emails from there yet? I just assume everyone's going to misspell those.
Yeah, okay. No, we have. Okay. And Max has some questions that...
By the way, are you familiar with the Kenny Rogers song, Ruby?
No.
Ruby, don't take your love to town?
Ruby, don't.
Oh, I like it.
So Ruby, I think we're not allowed to actually play the actual song, but the gist, and I think even, I think the 21 Pilots has covered it, but it's a great song about a woman who's way younger than her older husband who gets injured in the war and is crippled. But so she decides to go downtown to go find love because her man isn't able to. And it's sung from the perspective of the man, and he's now fixing to stop Ruby permanently. It's a very dark song.
Wow. Okay.
Why did you just bring that up?
Well, you named your dog Ruby. I'll probably have to take that out of here.
No, sorry. You better leave that in.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Oh, Ruby, are you contemplating? I really thought Max was going to say something inspirational to us.
I know,
about
like,
our dog
just have faith. Just your dog loves you. No, your dog is named after a word I can't say.
Yeah. From Alicia Bell. I know you've mentioned Penn has ADD, and I suspect most likely your kids may.
Wait, just from looking at the videos?
How do you juggle that life? Tips for handling the issues we face as parents with kids with ADD. Both me and my husband have it as well as our kids, and it is tough. We are highly sensitive people. Us girls have inattentive ADD. Not sure which kind my son has yet, but anything related to this?
Okay. Well, neither of our children have been diagnosed with that.
I suspect our son could lean that way.
Right. When I was my kid's age, just so you know, they didn't have a name for it. It was just being a spaz or a space cadet. And I certainly had it. And I think I had some patient parents and some patient teachers. And I think I was smart enough that it didn't affect grades. But PC and I have a ton in common. Mm-hmm. I used to be really sensitive. I would have these highs and these lows, these kind of emotional roller coasters where I'd be really, really excited. And then I would just start crying. Mm-hmm. And that is the part that's presenting itself probably the most outwardly right now for Penn Charles, but he's doing well in school. He has not gotten any like major behavioral demerits yet. So there hasn't been a need really to diagnose him.
I think so. In terms of tips and tricks just for in our house, it's funny because just like our dog, to bring dog, that an exhausted dog, a tired dog is a good dog. An exhausted, a tired husband with ADD or son who has a lot of energy, they work better. So if Penn doesn't get... No.
So
listen,
what have you been doing to me?
I've been just making you run around. No, here's the deal. If either one of you, if our son or you don't get some form of exercise outlet, you're both really grumpy. So that's why we, no matter how busy we are, I'm forcing him out the door to go exercise because...
Like Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, like a tired dog is a good dog. A tired kid is a good kid. And so we I really do, and a husband who has a lot of energy. It's literally sometimes at night, if PC has been stuck in school all day or if he's doing something, I'll make him run laps around the yard or go jump on the trampoline just
or
to get
the basketball goal is really helpful too.
Yeah. Just to get that energy out. And same with the husband. He gets in a really cranky, bad mood if he doesn't exercise. So
I have another question. So my husband and I also work together and have small children. How do you separate work, home life, or is it even possible?
God bless you. How do we separate it, Penn?
We would love advice from anybody about that. We've been doing it for 4 years. I think, hang on. Let me try to answer that.
Okay, go for it.
We each have things that we like to do on our own.
Yes.
And we know that when we hear or see those cues to the thing that we want to do, we get out of the other person's way. For instance, Kim sometimes will work out in the living room.
Yes.
She will turn on a video and start working out. This is something, by the way, that I have just learned, and I don't know if I've done it correctly more than once, and today was the first time I did it. When you walk in and your wife is doing a workout video, that doesn't make her available for general conversation or questions. You don't walk in and say, hey, you know, I just had the weirdest conversation. Hey, can you like look up something and make sure that I can't find this like email? What's going on? I've done that several times.
Many.
And her response is, you know what? I'm going to go to your CrossFit gym today and I'm just going to start talking to you in the middle of your workout. and that, it's so funny. That day that I went, I was totally expecting her to follow up on it and to come in.
I was too lazy.
That was,
I would
have. Yeah, really nice. So this morning I saw you.
Yeah.
And I walked the bleep away.
Yes, you did.
And I deserve a pat on the back for that. No, I don't.
No.
But little things like that, understanding when the other person needs space and certainly granting it to them from time to time. We also have, sort of designated spots. I have like a club where I can go to. I have a floor that I can go to, sometimes a restaurant for lunch to get away.
Wait, yeah. Do you have like separate working stations?
I work more downstairs. We have like a bonus room upstairs he usually works in. And we also have different jobs within our like business.
Sure.
So he does all the songwriting, obviously, whereas I do I post everything, I write everything, I just do all the emails, all the administrative stuff, plus, you know,
I also do all the editing, which probably takes 80% of the time.
Right. So I think we have different jobs within our same business. So we work together, but we do different things. And I think that helps. But we are also just in general in our marriage. And I think this is helpful for anybody. You have to have your own thing. You have to have your own interests. Even Penn recently started playing tennis and it takes up a lot of time, which is a whole different conversation. But it is honestly inspired me. I'm like, wow, you don't get every single night. Now I'm like, I'm going to find a hobby, but until then I'm just going to leave the house at night. So, and he's being very supportive.
Yep.
I have another one here. I am currently a student. Oh, this is from Olivia Cruiser. I am currently a student studying journalism and political science and interning at NBC News.
Nice.
Hoping to pursue a career in broadcast news. I know that's where both of you had your start. So my question is, what important steps did you take and advice that you would give to get where you were professionally as on-air personalities? And what is it like to quit everything you knew to start your own media business?
Okay, there's
so two questions.
Two questions in there. I will say, first of all, I majored in journalism and political science, so same. But the world is so different now than it was way back then. So I tell people who want to get into broadcast journalism just to go on a reality show. I'm kidding. No, but seriously, you almost need to come with your own profile. So I tell people to start a YouTube channel, to start an Instagram account, start a blog, and you have to almost come to a market with your own audience
because it's considered in your resume.
And
it's one of the first things they look at.
And so they look at your social media profile, because friends who still work in local news, a big part of their job right now is engaging on social media, and they, you know, and how they're likes and follows and all of those things are trend. So you have to be able to demonstrate that you can do that. So that is the advice I give. Also internships, which you're doing if you're interning at NBC News.
I would just add, she mentioned on air. You know, I wasn't really sure what direction she was going in there, because there's a lot of different jobs in news. There's directors, there's producers. there are photographers. And obviously, I think the most upfront one and the one most people want to do is on air. It is the highest amount of demand for jobs, and it's the lowest amount of supply. The supply-demand curve is completely out of whack. So you have to stand out in order for those things to happen. YouTube channel is one of the things. And while you're doing that, you need to learn the basic skills of storytelling. Not, I'm trying to think of like a big reporter. Scott Pelley. Scott Pelley is an amazing journalist. Scott Pelley has a photographer. He has probably someone who does his wardrobe. He certainly has an editor.
He doesn't have a wardrobe.
I bet he does.
No, he doesn't.
Scott Pelley. No one wears a flak jacket like Scott Pelley, and I guarantee
that is not someone a styled.
Him with a flak jacket.
No, that doesn't.
Okay, my point being, it becomes more specialized the higher up you are, and if you're working for NBC News, that's a highly specialized place to work. So you can get pigeonholed into doing one thing. What I would advise that you do is take advantage of any sort of media that you have, whether it's your laptop, your iPhone, or a camera, and learn how to write, how to edit, how to stack a story together with video and audio elements and tell a compelling story that way, instead of working with someone who's going to do it for you. Because if you want to get an on-air job, your first job, and maybe your second job, and potentially your third job, you're going to have to know how to do all of those things.
Yeah.
So when you're in a specialized spot like NBC News, you've got to create your own sense of learning when it comes to that.
Yeah. And as for quitting it all, that was really scary. I think that's a whole podcast episode all on its own. But taking the leap and jumping off a cliff, I wish we had done it earlier. I can't imagine, though, we didn't have, we're like YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff really wasn't a thing when we were coming up. But I wish, my regret is we didn't start earlier, because jumping off the cliff and not having insurance and not having a steady paycheck with two small children was scary. And I think that's a whole topic for another day.
And final question, are you a rabbit?
What?
Yeah, that's what that person wrote. Are you a rabbit?
Hang on, let me Google that, because I don't really know what's going on.
Is that,
are you a rabbit?
If I were going to be an animal, although I really love dogs, I think I'm more of a cat.
Disturbing thing.
Because I don't really like a lot of people.
Okay, hang on. Keep talking. I'm getting some research here.
No, I think.
Why did you go to Yahoo search? Who used Yahoo search?
Did somebody really ask that?
Was it a misspell? I'll tell you what.
Are you a rabbi?
I am not a rabbi.
He's a Presbyterian.
Although we've known some terrific rabbis.
I know. Love a good rabbi
in our lives. Okay, so let's start with this. In the Urban Dictionary, a rabbit is a very fast car. There is a personality test that tells you whether or not you are a wolf or a rabbit. And there's a Marilyn Manson song called Are You the Rabbit?
This is the internet, and I love it. I love that we started with Yanny versus Laurel, and we're ending on Are You
a
Rabbit?
Hang on. There's rabbit in the Chinese zodiac.
Oh, maybe that. I think I'm a dragon.
I'm a tiger.
I think I'm a
So, no, neither of us are rabbits. You'd have to have been born in 1975. I was born in 74. She was born in 76. I'm going to assume that was the question they asked.
The answer is no.
Kick, save, and abuse? Nope, we're not rabbits.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your questions. You can hit us up on Instagram or at the Holderness Family. Oh, thank you, Max. Facebook, YouTube, all that. Subscribe, please. Leave us some feedback. We love to read it. Oh, Lord.
I'll be in the powder room.
We'll see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.